This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, let's jump right to it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. What is going on in Washington State? They are now reporting that they have 278 confirmed and probable cases of mumps across five counties. And this has been since October. King, Pierce, Snohomish, Spokane, and Yakima, or Yakima. And the mumps is pretty contagious. And, you know, some of you guys are probably scratching your head going, wait a second. So last year we were dealing with the California measles outbreaks and multiple states of measles outbreaks. We have mumps. Don't we have vaccinations for these? Why are we having these outbreaks? Why are we having these mini epidemics when we have vaccines? Well, I'll tell you why in a second here. But back to Washington. Washington health officials are urging people to get vaccinated and to take precautions to help stop the spread of mumps. According to Dave Johnson, a spokesman for the state's health department, the best protection against mumps is the MMR vaccine. The CDC recommends that children get two doses of the MMR vaccine, which protects against measles, mumps, and rubella. It's about 88% effective. You get the MMR vaccine when you're about a year, 12 to 15 months. Okay, we do the first shot then. Then we do the second shot from about 4 years old to 6 years old. So about, you know, pre-kindergarten. So these kids get two shots. That's how we've been doing it for years, the MMR. That's about 88% effective. And how it's a pyramid of virus, so it's a virus. And you it can incubate for a little while. So, you know, you could be exposed to somebody with the mumps and you may not show any signs of it for a week or two. But when you do get the mumps, you start getting a fever, start getting body aches, headache, loss of appetite, muscle aches, you just feel kind of crappy. And you start getting swelling of your salivary glands, your parotid glands. Usually starts on one side and then it goes to the other. But in a quarter of the cases, you may only have swelling on one side. And so the mumps, you know, it had this very pathognomonic look, okay, if I'm pronouncing that right, where back in the 50s and 60s, I think my mom said she had it, a lot of people had it, where, you know, you have this puffy cheeks, your jaw was swollen, et cetera. So everybody would know you had the mumps. And you stayed home because you didn't like the way you looked. You were really swollen looking. Yeah, and the swelling of your parotid and salivary gland, obviously you're not going to have appetite, and it's uncomfortable. All right, so the symptoms can last about, on average, about a week to 10 days, sometimes even longer. The problem is that sometimes mumps can be deadly. They could cause an encephalitis, which is inflammation of the brain. It could cause a meningitis, inflammation of the lining around the brain. It could cause an orchitis, inflammation of the testicles. Mastitis, inflammation of the breast. It can even cause deafness. And obviously with the encephalitis and meningitis, it can even cause, you know, death. So it's a virus, so we really can't treat it with antibiotics. Okay? You know, usually we it's supposed to be self-limited. You know, we hope you don't get the complications. And so we watch you. And so, you know, what's been going on? Now, I believe 1967 is when the vaccine came out. I think 1967 is when, if I remember correctly, that's when the mumps vaccination program started. The CDC reported that there were 186,000 cases each year, and that's an underestimation because many people in the 60s didn't necessarily report it. They were sick. They stayed home. You know, nobody made a phone call. Nobody went to the doctor. They, you know, because if there was nothing to treat, so there's a chance that it was. But we're talking almost close to 200,000 cases every year. So this vaccine dropped it drastically. Now, the vaccine obviously has its place. And So what is happening now? Why are we having these, why are we having these resurgences? Well, okay, if the vaccine is only 88% effective, then maybe, you know, it's just not strong enough. And so what we're seeing is rather than 12% of 200,000 cases a year, you know, and remember, you know, because again, you spread it by droplet transmission, et cetera, we're probably seeing a small percentage of those that were vaccinated, because many of these people that have the mumps have been vaccinated. We're not talking about unvaccinated individuals. That's what they were trying to say was happening with the outbreak of measles. All these people weren't vaccinated. They weren't. Many of the workers at Disneyland or whoever were affected were vaccinated. They still got the measles. So either A, the vaccine isn't strong enough. B, you need a third booster, which they're thinking about. Maybe give another booster, you know, when they're a teenager. Okay? Or, you know, three, C, the virus is mutating such that the vaccine just isn't as strong as it should be anymore. That's what we start to see with pertussis. Pertussis made a comeback. You know, and the DTP, you know, we give the pertussis vaccine with your tetanus and your diphtheria, but, you know, we were seeing a rise in pertussis. They said, well, it's all these people who are unvaccinated. Not all the cases were. Many of them were vaccinated. So if we need to upgrade our vaccines, and I'm sure they do. Now, I'm sure they are modified. I don't think it's the same one from 1967, but many of these viruses, they don't change much. But maybe what we are looking at is a mild variant, a stronger strain. So then we have to update our vaccines. Maybe we do have to do a third booster. And mumps is not fun, especially with the rare cases that could cause infertility and possibly death. So we have to take it seriously. But, you know, when you hear these outbreaks of diseases that occur, you know, in vaccinated populations, you know, many people, the anti-vaxxers, may say, you see, vaccines are worthless. Why are we doing them? You still have to understand, you know, we still dropped it from 200,000 a year, roughly, to, you know, 278 in Washington. So, you know, the vaccinations are still helping, but they're not 100%. Nothing is. All right. So, you know, if you see somebody with big swollen parotid glands or facial swelling, don't touch their saliva. Don't let them sneeze, spit, spray on you, because then you could pick up the mumps even if you are vaccinated. 1-877, Dr. Sally.
Learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 67cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Mackenzie, who is working on the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So diabetes used to be the seventh killer of Americans, right? Now it's up to the third biggest killer of Americans, following heart disease and cancer. As the research based on federal government data has found that diabetes causes 12% of deaths in the United States. We're going backwards with this. We should be, you know, getting better. All right? But now it has surpassed accidents. It's surpassed stroke. It's surpassed chronic lung disease. But diabetes now has made it number three. So, if diabetes was eliminated as a disease process, we would probably drop the number of deaths in America by 12%. That's according to Dr. Samuel Preston. a sociology professor at the University of Pennsylvania. There has been only one similar earlier research effort, and it was based on data from the 1980s and early 90s, and showed deaths attributable to diabetes amounted to roughly 4% of total deaths. So this data for this new study came from the U.S. National Health Interview Survey, NHIS, and the U.S. National Health and Nutritional Examination Survey, NHANES. Both are conducted annually, which gives researchers more current figures. So my guess is both more people are dying, and also they've related more of these other deaths to diabetes. Can diabetes cause heart disease? Yep. Can diabetes cause cancer? Yep. We used to say no, but there's been a definite link between diabetes and pancreatic cancer. And I personally believe diabetes could fuel other cancers. So we have an issue. And diabetes makes you more immunosuppressed, makes you more vulnerable. So if you have cells that decide to go rogue, how up to date and how keen is your body if it's diabetic? You know, I mean, we've talked about diabetes. Diabetes is basically you not being able to manage your sugar. You can't absorb it properly, metabolize it properly, use your sugar properly. So you eat some food, it goes in your mouth like a waiting room. It gets into the bloodstream when it's absorbed in the small intestine. So when it's in the bloodstream, it's like the hallways. That sugar in the bloodstream has to get to the cells of the body. So it feeds them. Like it has to get into the rooms of the hallway. But all the rooms are closed. Just like the cells, it has to be closed so things just don't go in and out. So there has to be receptors and things to unlock the door. Like a key. Insulin, which is produced by the pancreas, is the key to these doors. So the sugar's in the hallway. Insulin is the key to open up the door of the hallway to get the sugar from the bloodstream into the cell. In type 1 diabetes, which used to be called juvenile diabetes or insulin-dependent diabetes, something happens to the pancreas, maybe an immunological component, maybe a viral component, and that pancreas stops producing insulin. Kids can die. It's usually in a younger age. And unfortunately, they need insulin their whole lives. Because if their pancreas isn't producing it, then we have to have it injected into them regularly. Now there's, rather than going through the shots that they have to manually do, now there's insulin pumps. But it's no easy task. It's rare, type 1 diabetes compared to type 2, but it's out there. Then we have type 2 diabetes, which used to be called the adult onset or the non-insulin dependent diabetes. However, we're finding that many of those diabetics do need insulin. We're also finding more kids to get this type of type 2. So we just now call it type 2. We don't call it adult onset because there's kids that unfortunately require it. And I've been calling it type 3 diabetes, which we talked about a couple days ago, where all of a sudden it is a rapidly progressive diabetes. It's probably classified under the type 2. But these are healthy individuals that aren't overweight, that are exercising, that all of a sudden become diabetic quickly. But they can be controlled on oral medication as well, so they're not necessarily insulin dependent. So I call it a rapidly growing diabetes. I don't know if it's going to be later called a type 3. Not sure. So the majority of people with diabetes have the type 2. Right? And being overweight puts you at risk in addition to genetics. Being overweight could cause insulin resistance. Something's pushing against the door, so it doesn't matter how many keys you have. Those doors aren't opening because of fat. So fat could cause insulin resistance. And when you have fat, that also puts you at risk for heart disease. And having sugar in the bloodstream or sugar in the hallways is not really healthy. Okay, the body doesn't want to be sugary or salty. The body's going to want to neutralize it, change the osmolality. So it's going to want to bring in fluid to neutralize. That's why a diabetic gets thirsty, because they're too sugary. They want to drink something to neutralize it. Now, your kidneys see all this sugar in the blood. And what's the job of the kidneys? To take what's in the blood, keep what it wants, dump out in the urine. So the kidney's like, whoa, 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 what's all this? More sugar, dump it. More sugar, dump it. So your kidneys make more urine. Make more urine. Well, you start to get dehydrated. So diabetics lose weight because they're not being fed because sugar's not getting into the cell. They get thirsty. And they pee a lot. And now you know what? And that blood sugar, like we've talked about, when you have all that sugar in the blood, it's sticky. So of course you're getting more arteriosclerotic plaques. The blood vessels start to leak. As the body wants to hydrate more and suck in more fluid, the little baby eye vessels in the back of your eye, how much fluid can they take to neutralize all that sugar? They burst. Also, they're not the healthiest blood vessels. So, you start to go blind. Blood vessels are bursting. You could also not get good blood flow or healthy blood flow to the nervous system. It's not that you're hemorrhaging. It's that the blood vessels are just too weak to conduct the flow like they're supposed to. And sugar molecules are big and they're sticky. So they prevent good nutrients from getting to where they need to. Now you get a yeast or a virus or a bacteria, especially bacteria and fungus. They love sugar. Yum. Got a little baby cut on your toe? That bacteria likes to set in and set up shop. It is yummy. Why do you think dogs love licking diabetics' feet? Because it's sugary. They could taste the sugar. You're sweeter. Dogs love sugar. Cats aren't into carbs as much, but dogs are. That dog will lick you and lick you and lick you. There's been cases where dogs will chew off a gangrenous toe because they taste the sugar. They like that. Or they just want to bite off your toe. I don't know. So now you're having a more difficult time fighting infection. You're not having good blood flow bringing in the immune cells to fight infection. You got so much sugar there. Why should the bacteria leave? And now you're trying to take an antibiotic, and the antibiotic may not get to it because you don't have good circulation. The nerves aren't getting good blood flow, so you start to go numb. Or you could start having pain, neuropathy. Neuropathy could be the numbness or the pain. You know, when a diabetic has chest pain, they may not even feel the chest pain. So if a diabetic says they have shortness of breath, we have to always assume they're having chest pain and not feel it. Diabetes is not a disease you want. And I've said for years it puts you behind the eight ball. And so I was surprised it was the number 7 killer. Now, because of the increased number of deaths, it's the number 3 killer. They say the number of Americans with diabetes rose nearly 300% between 1980 and 2014. From 5.5 million in 1980 to almost 22 million. Now I believe we have 39 or 31 million people in the United States living with diabetes. And 1 in 3 adults are pre-diabetic. So pre-diabetic is when your fasting blood sugar is between 100 and 126. Diabetes is when your fasting blood sugar is 126. And if you have a fasting, if you eat dinner, right, a couple hours after dinner, your blood sugar is over 200, you're diabetic. So you have to get a fasting blood sugar, and we want it way below 126. If your fasting blood sugar is 110, you're pre-diabetic. One-third of us are pre-diabetic. That's scary stuff. Because many of us, if it goes unchecked, we'll become diabetic. They've predicted that by the year 2050, a third of us are going to be full-blown diabetic. Now, here we are. We're trying to save money in healthcare. We're trying to keep people healthier, and we're going the wrong way when it comes to diabetes. It could be the obesity. It could also be what we're eating. Maybe it could be something in the environment that's messing with our pancreases. The pancreas have these little beta islet cells that make the insulin. Something could be happening where we're unfortunately losing those cells function. You know, they talk about maybe it's a virus. Well, if there is, let's figure out what virus it is. Then, you know, maybe vaccinate against it. It's not easy. But diabetes, we are definitely on a roll. Now, I'm very excited to see what happens with marijuana research. We're finding many people who smoke marijuana do not seem to get diabetes as quickly, which is kind of interesting and ironic because people on marijuana get the munchies. So you would think they would be eating more junk food. But they believe that marijuana may increase your insulin sensitivity and decrease the resistance. And like I said, insulin resistance is one of the causes of diabetes. So we have a lot to study. We have a lot to look at. But right now, diabetes is the third highest cause of death. Okay, you could cure yourselves of diabetes. Depending on the type of diabetes that you have, you got to watch what you eat. Make sure you eat many fruits and vegetables, lean meats. I wrote an article on this on my website at drdahlia.com. Go there and read it. 1-877-DrDahlia.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Scent, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendeman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into the stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthescent.com. That's SEINE.com. Bookstoreonthescent.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, one of the biggest rebels, it appears, is Donald Trump. President Trump's proposal, right, to build a wall. He has already started executive orders. And I believe he had told Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto to not come if he doesn't want to build the wall. And we have breaking news that the President Nieto said he's not coming. They have canceled the meeting. He said, this morning we have informed the White House that I will not attend the meeting scheduled for next Tuesday. And Trump had broached the possibility of cancellation in a pair of tweets earlier today that also complained about trade relations, saying that the U.S. has a $60 billion trade deficit with Mexico. It has been a one-sided deal from the beginning of NAFTA, with massive numbers of jobs and companies lost. He added, if Mexico is unwilling to pay for the badly needed wall, then it would be better to cancel the upcoming meeting. So I guess Peña Nieto was supposed to meet with Trump January 31st. And, you know, there's going to be a big peen contest between the two, if you've noticed. Okay? You know, it's going to be very interesting to see how this plays out. Donald Trump has kind of, you know, defied the odds. Okay? You know, nobody thought that he was going to win, and you know, he did. He said, I'm going to win. I'm going to do it. You know, he was accused of being a narcissist, and maybe some of his narcissistic qualities is what got him into the White House. And here he is, and he starts to make good on his promises that he made in the during the election that he's going to change this, change this, change this. And so the executive orders just seem to be flying every day as he's in office. But one of the big signature moves was this building the wall. All right. Now, I haven't been to Europe, and I haven't been to other countries. All right? And so I'm no expert on how they handle immigration. But I do know that when I have traveled out of the country, it's kind of a big deal. And I don't know if America has it as much of as a big deal. So I understand his persistence in this. But from the psychology behind it, okay, you got Mexico president, right, that doesn't want to be told that he's paying for something. And you know, I think he's going to be standing his ground. Yet you have Donald Trump very steadfast and optimistic that they will. So my prediction is... Trump, being a negotiator, right, if he really is as a good negotiator as he claims, what he would have to do is convince the public, right, and convince the Mexico government that paying for this wall was their idea and not his, because it benefited them. So he has to find a benefit for them for the wall to exist, okay? Whether it's manufacturing jobs, whether it's trade deals, etc., such that it's a gift to us. But, you know, Mexico is going to have a harder time saving face. You know, with any negotiation with your boss, with your husband or wife, with your kids, people want to save face. All right? And I mean, I'm confident that whatever happens between the two countries will hopefully, you know, work itself out. But in regular everyday life, we deal with this all the time, and we negotiate incorrectly, and we make mistakes with our spouse because we want to win. Our competitive edge kicks in sometimes for those of us that still have a competitive edge. And I find myself that I sometimes have to be very, very careful, because if I ever fight with my husband in front of the kids, or if there's a decision that he publicly made known that he was not going to do, and then later I convince him it has to be done, but he'll be embarrassed because he publicly made it known that he wouldn't do it. We have to figure out a way to make, you know, him or me save face if we have to change our minds. Now, I don't have a problem eating crow. I've eaten crow a lot, okay? And it's very difficult. Right? I don't have a problem with that. Right? But a lot of people, they, and I understand that. That's very, very difficult, okay? So if you are, let's say, fighting with your spouse, and you do one is try to fight with them in private so that they don't have this image of, well, I publicly said this isn't happening, and then now it's going to happen. Like, for example, let's say it was Christmas or Thanksgiving, and you wanted to go back to work. And husband said at the Thanksgiving table in front of all the family, no, not happening. Okay, you're not going back to work. Okay, I got this. Okay, it's not happening. You really don't want to go back to work. You're getting bored. You're getting stir crazy. You know, kids are growing up. You want to make some extra money. But husband told the whole family. Well, one is, okay, if it was my husband, I'd say, okay, buck up. Who cares what you said to, who gives a damn? Let's just move on. All right? But if they aren't convinced, you can go back to work, but I can't because I said it in front of everybody. You got to make sure those scenarios never exist where they don't talk about it publicly. Okay? If they have to save face, all right, then it just adds more to a problem that's really trivial. So I'm wondering how this is going to work with Donald Trump in Mexico, because if Mexico does find themselves between a rock and a hard place where they do need to build the wall, it's going to be an embarrassment to them. So when, you know, you do negotiate, you need to, you know, make it look like their idea. It works all the time. You know, like with kids. You know? Like, eat your vegetables. No, I don't want to eat my vegetables. No, because, you know, if you don't, you get cancer, and I'm not eating my vegetables. I bet you can't eat as many vegetables as I do. No, I can. No, I bet you can't. I bet after two carrots, you're gonna, you know, you're gonna be a sissy and no, I can. You want to bet? Yeah, I'll bet. Make it their idea. Make it a game. You know? Make it a competition. So, it's that convincing that you have to do. So, anyway, that's some breaking news, although it may not be breaking by the time you listen to the show, if you listen to the show later. But, I tell you, the news is very interesting these days. Very, very interesting. Can a roommate's genes influence your health? They say in a new study, researchers found that the genetics of a mouse's cage mate can affect its own health in a multitude of ways. Cage mates do this by influencing traits once thought to be controlled solely by an animal's own genes, such as growth rate and functioning of the immune system. So your social partner and their genetic makeup may affect your health. Who you live with, who you marry. According to Amelie Bodd, a postdoctoral fellow at the European Bioinformatics Institute in Hixton, England. This is something we did not know before, she said. It means we need to stop looking at individuals in isolation and include social partners when we look at an individual's health. It's still true. Scientists have long known that social interactions contribute to health and disease. Peer pressure could increase the chance that you'll start smoking as a teen. The extent to which a genetic makeup of one animal can impact the traits of another is now an emerging concept that we really don't understand. So the researchers identified more than 40 traits in mice that a neighboring mouse genetic profile may influence. They found that a cage mate's genetics contribute on average to about 10% of the partner's anxiety level, immune function, body weight, wound healing speed, etc. The findings were published today, January 25th, in the journal PLOS Genetics. And it may apply to studies of complex traits in human populations. So basically what this means is, and they're not talking about this now because they were looking at mice. All right, I'll tell you how the study went. But you know, many of us want to know that we're finding the right mate. And I predict they're going to come up with a test to help you figure out who is your mate. Remember we used to look at soulmates based on horoscope? I was told my soulmate's going to be a Pisces. I'm like, what? I don't know any Pisces. I've been dating Tauruses and Leos my whole life. Lo and behold, my husband's a Pisces. Now, again, I don't know how into astrology you are, but in this particular case, if your health is dependent on people's genetic traits around you, then maybe there's a test that'll predict who you need to be with. In this study, they had black mice housed with gray mice, and they healed better than black mice housed with other black mice, but the researchers weren't sure why. So they think that the gray mice did better for black mice. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando Español today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about NuGenix.
NuGenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With NuGenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
NuGenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. NuGenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powder. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container, and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Hi. I guess if we want to avoid mushrooms, they're telling us, avoid mushrooms. If we want to avoid dementia, I avoid mushrooms because I can't stand the taste. But they're saying don't avoid mushrooms and eat them to avoid dementia. Are you kidding me? A study of 11 types of fungi found they boosted the brain's gray matter by raising the production of a chemical called nerve growth factor, NGF. I will pass. Thank you. I cannot stand mushrooms. They taste like crap. I am not going to eat fungus. This is according to a study which appeared in the January edition of the Journal of Medicinal Food. The findings suggest that mushrooms may fulfill a preventative function against the development of Alzheimer's disease. Regular consumption of mushrooms may delay or reduce development of age-related neurodegeneration. Professor Vikaneswari Subbarattanam of Malaya University in Kuala Lumpur, he concluded in the study. He said, however, extension animal human clinical trials are warranted. I'll pass. Which may then lead to designing functional food or novel therapeutic drugs to prevent or mitigate the effects of neurodegenerative diseases. Yeah, I mean, rather than eating a mushroom, if you make me a mushroom pill where I don't think it's a mushroom, I don't taste the mushroom, maybe I'll eat it. So one mushroom called H. erinaceus, commonly called the lion's mane, was found to improve mild cognitive impairment, according to the New York Post, which could obviously lead to dementia in 50 to 80-year-olds. Other fungi called cordyceps, got high marks for its anti-inflammatory properties, which could prevent memory loss by staving off neuronal cell death, basically nerve cell death. And reishi mushrooms were found to improve cognitive functions. Okay, I know there's a lot of proof there in the pudding, but it's not pudding, it's mushrooms. I mean, how do we do this? You know what? Okay, I tell you when I can eat mushrooms. I can eat mushrooms if they're very tiny, like you barely seen on a pizza, or if they're accidentally hidden under the pepperoni when I eat the pepperoni, then I can have the mushroom. And then the only other time I'll eat mushroom is if it's a really yummy mushroom ravioli. If it's a real tasty mushroom ravioli where they somehow season the hell out of the mushroom so I can't even tell the mushrooms, then I can eat it. Other than that, no. So they say an alternative approach to mitigating such diseases is by using complementary health approaches. They say mushrooms might have the potential to be functional foods with neuroprotective and cognitive benefits. All right. Well, no thank you. I'll pass. But, you know, they do bring up a good point. I was talking to a group at Temple Nitsa Mead yesterday, and I do a lot of talks, you know, teaching people about, you know, current health issues and, you know, making fun of, you know, the studies, you know, which is always fun to do. And, you know, you had individuals that are going, I don't understand why doctors aren't looking more at complementary medicine. And they're 1,000% correct. You know, there is so much that God and nature has given us that we could use, you know, as medicine, and we don't. And you know, I blame the lawyers. Okay? If we weren't running the risk of liability, like, for example, let's say you come to me and you go, I do not want to take medication for my diabetes. I know diabetes could cause Alzheimer's. I know diabetes could cause dementia. I don't want to take a pharmaceutical. What else do you have for me? What else is there natural? Well, you know, mushrooms may help prevent diabetes. All right, good. I'm going to eat mushrooms. Thank you. And that person leaves. That person later goes into a diabetic coma, or later gets a foot ulcer and later has to lose his foot because of an infection that spread to the bone. That family sues me for not treating him for his diabetes properly with a pharmaceutical and suggesting mushrooms for his Alzheimer's. Depending on how good the attorney is on the other side, you could be in trouble. So, you know, we medical doctors are not allowed to go off script and say, you know what? Yeah, if you don't want to use the pharmaceuticals, deal with the pharmaceuticals here. Take this naturopathic medication. Now, naturopathics can, homeopathics can. They have different malpractice liability arrangements and insurances. But for me, to be insured by the companies that I've been insured with and to maintain the lack of lawsuits, I have to play it safe. And it stinks because I think there's a lot of things out there people want to try. You know how many people want to try marijuana for their blood pressure? They want to try marijuana for their sleep. They want to try marijuana for, if I say, yeah, go ahead and, you know, take marijuana instead of your blood pressure medication, who is liable if that person gets a stroke from uncontrolled high blood pressure? Who's liable if they get a heart attack? I am. Because the jury will look at my chart going, what? She didn't offer blood pressure medication? I'm like, but the patient didn't want blood pressure medication. Well, then why didn't you educate them? Why didn't you change their mind? Personal responsibility goes out the door when a lawyer is trying to convince a jury to sue a doctor. Right? It's the doctor's responsibility. Remember that man who had a menage a trois cheating on his wife? Drops dead, and the doctor gets sued? Even though the doctor ordered cardiac tests, the doctor got sued because the doctor should have told him to stop having sex. until he had tests. Right? And the doctor was like, but he wasn't unstable. And the lawyer convinced the jury that he was unstable, and the doctor didn't document that properly. So the doctor lost the lawsuit. They had to pay up $1 million. I think it was it was like a $3 million lawsuit, and the jury found him a third responsible. A third responsible for some guy cheating on his wife in a menage a trois. Really? This makes no sense. But this is what's happening. These are the cases out there. So then you go to Dr. Dahlia saying, I don't understand, Dahlia, why you won't recommend this naturopathic medication, you won't recommend this supplement, you won't recommend this, you won't recommend this, because I have no idea if your family is going to turn around and sue me, just like the wife of this guy who cheated did. All right? And I am no help to my other patients if I'm sued and I can't take their insurance anymore and I can't keep my practice open. So until we change, and now, okay, in the lawyer's defense, because there's not going to be, I was just going to say, until we change the laws where you can't be sued for suggesting complementary medicine, that's not really practical. Because in a lawyer's defense, if you have a doctor that is board certified, that is licensed, that took the Hippocratic Oath, that decides, you want to know what, I don't like pills. And a patient comes in going, wow, I got full-blown diabetes and high blood pressure. And that doctor who they are going to for education says, no, they're poison. These pharmaceuticals are poison. I want you to take this herb. And that patient is convinced to do so. There has to be a recourse for that patient's family where there's a doctor practicing that's not suggesting all the options out there. You see? See, I personally like to practice medicine where I give you guys a buffet of choices. Okay? Yes, it's my job to educate you on the choice. And I can be very upfront about my bias towards the choices. You know, look, I've seen this medication work on my other patients. I like the way it lowers their blood pressure, so it is one of my favorites. But these are your options. You can do this, you can do this, you can do this, or you cannot. They're your options. And then I document that it was the patient's choice. Some doctors will have the patient put in writing it was their choice so that they're less liable. But very rarely do I yell at somebody, say, you have to do this or you're going to die. I've done it with people that have, you know, been on heroin and drugs. I've done that with people who smoke themselves into a COPD or a pneumosepsis. And I've done it with people whose blood pressure was so high and then they just don't take the blood pressure medication correctly. You know, so yeah, I have yelled. But for the most part, I'm like, look, these are your options. Okay, it's my job to educate you on your options. If I don't know what these complementary medicine options are, I can't really educate you on them. Sorry, I wish I knew more. You'll have to go to somebody else who knows more about that. Unfortunately, I don't. And I make that known to people. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. There's a drug that may be a new weapon against the superbug. All right, Clostridium difficile is a very nasty infection. It's an opportunistic infection that occurs in the bowel and very difficult to get rid of. It's a superbug. Two clinical trials, researchers have found that the drug Zinplava or Bezlotoxumab cut down the risk. All right? And if this could work, maybe we could use less of the fecal transplants that they've been doing. 1-877, Dr. Dahlia, don't go away.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief. antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.